So, President Trump, you're a great man. Please ask him to come back and talk together in a private room. No need to air all the weaknesses in front of the world like that. He's been punished enough. Even if he has done anything wrong, he has been punished day and night for 3 years already. And now, President Zelensky, I have no right to talk to you or to President Trump. I'm just a woman. Women have a soft heart, you know? We are not warlike like men. Most wars are caused by men, not by women. And now, President Zelensky, I'm your friend. I've been helping your country as much as I can. It's not all that easy for me to help people. I don't have as much money as many of the billionaires there. I didn't reach the B yet, just the M, small M. So the billionaire people, probably they're helping you better or not. I'm not sure. I do what I can. It's not all that easy. I just want to tell my disciples that even a professor, a dean, asked me to send people to one of your universities in your country to make a Loving Hood vegan restaurant. I did send some, but it's not easy for them to stay, you know. If they want to stay, whether or not the business can go on or not, they have to pay a lot for a visa, working visa, and couldn't stay long. I was reported almost like that. It seems like a difficult time to make a business in your country. I could have helped more. I did send people, send money as much as I could for what little I have. I sent more than I should have already. But this is not easy, okay? And I don't have any position to help you and your country. President Trump can. You have to trust him. Because he's an honest man. He just has to also work for the benefit of his country. So both of you should understand each other more and talk in private first before agreeing with each other which subject can be aired to the whole world. I know you have suffered a lot and you have a big responsibility on your shoulders. And you've been frustrated and hopeful and then hopeless and 10,000 things you have to do, I know that. But every piece, every negotiation, it's just like business, you know, sir? Every negotiation, it's like business. It has to be give and take. We can't just take all, and we can't just give all. Because there's a third party, Mr. Putin. Right or wrong, we have to deal with him. And we have to deal in a give and take way. No one can have everything. No one can give everything. Just forgive the enemy. Make a good deal for both sides, okay? Because you both are men. You have pride. A man doesn't want to lose. It hurts him. If you don't want to lose, Putin wants to lose even less. Just have to talk. Just have to be patient, be humble, be sincere, pray to God before every situation. That's all I can give you. Just advice. I don't have as much money as I want to give to your country and help. I do very little things that I can. I don't borrow money from the World Bank or anything like that. So my money is not as big as everybody else's money. You know, the rich people. I just have enough to take care of my things. So this is the advice I can give you. In every business, every deal, there must be give and take. Even in marriage, even with parents and children. Always give and take, sir. I know it's difficult for you. But your people, we understand, they want peace more than anything else. And you will explain to them why you decided like this, like that. Or you tell your people what you want to decide like this, like that. And if the majority agree, then you go ahead. It's very difficult situation for you. You are in the position that no leader in the world wants to be in, but you just have to do what's the best for your country. Pray to God to guide you, okay? All right, and I wish you all the best and all the success. I have no way to talk to you like this in private. And I don't know how to send an email from where I am. I have never sent any email. I don't know how. Even now, I don't know how. Everything is prepared for me already. It's just for me to work for Supreme Master Television. I don't know anything else. And I don't even know if I send email, if it will get to you or to President Trump either. I'm not that big in the political world. You know that. So I sincerely pray for your country and wish you the best. With your permission, with your people's permission, I also call your country Ukraine, meaning you reign. You have power over yourself, over your country. No one else should. That's important. Right. And pray every day. I wish that you see your wife and your children sometimes. I know it's hard, but you have to see them sometimes. Take time to talk to them. I am just an old woman having trouble dealing with the pain of the victims of war and the victims of the slaughterhouses. Humans also have slaughterhouses, like the war. Animal people have slaughterhouses without them having anything to do with it. My heart's in pain every day. So both of you, great presidents and courageous presidents, forgive me if I said anything that offended you. It just comes from my tremendous pain for the people, for the innocent citizens in war, just as much as for the animal people in the slaughterhouses. So forgive me, please. All the best to both of you. I love America, and I love Ukraine. I love Russia also. Please consider also Mr. Putin. All these years, even though I did not like him, I did not like him making the war, you know that. I voiced all my opinions in the beginning already. Consider Putin also. He's also a man in human language, in human society. He's a man also. He also has his pride. So pressing too hard in any direction for you, for him, for President Trump, won't result in anything. Have to work in sincerity and peace first. That's all I can say. And I wish it will happen, that peace will come to Russia and Ukraine. Too many innocent people die already, soldiers or civilians, children, women. It breaks my heart a lot. Please make peace for us, for me. Thank you. And also for Mr. Billionaire Elon Musk, I also have no right to talk to you in any way, and I never could reach you with any email or private letter or anything. I don't know if anybody would even take my letter and give it to you or anybody else in this world. I just hope that you can hear me here. Just a few words. Please, protect your child. Protect that son of yours when he comes with you in the Oval Office and in some of your talks. Protect him from those kinds of places. The energy over there, it might not be good for him. He's only a little baby. Let him be a baby. Let him grow up in normalcy. Protect him from the public eye. You never know where it is good for him. So keep him where it's safe, where it's loving, kind. And then come and see him often. Or take him with you, but he stays with the housekeeper, with the babysitter, and you go out to do business for the world. You need all your strength, all your concentration. Don't bring the kid around. It's not good for you, not good for the kid. Also, it's not good looking for the Oval presidential office or in public talks, because it makes a different impression. do not make the most powerful office in the world into a babysitting room or just your private dining room or living room. We must respect the capital office. We must keep it just for the nation's business. That also belongs to your kid, but he should not go there at his age. I know you love him and he loves you. That's why you couldn't part with him sometimes, but you must. I don't have my dog people here. I don't have my bird people here. They are my loved ones. They are my family. I miss them so much. And I also don't have my disciples here. I miss them also so much. They miss me so much. But I just have to do my work alone at the moment. So I'm not telling you the things that I am unable to do myself. I know it's hard, but we have to. Okay, sir? And I have so much respect for you. I'm your fan also. You're wonderful. You're powerful. You helped the president to win back the office, which he deserves, and which the American people are grateful for. You're the best friend, or one of the best friends that the president could have and trust. He is very lucky to have you. So just give the business outside of private quarters, just to give it an air of mighty, stately affairs, energy, and keep it concentrated that way. Any public political arena where people talk about different subjects, sometimes arguing, sometimes fighting in words, they're not good for children. The child might not seem to understand everything, but his soul, his mind will register all that. It's not a good beginning for a little baby. Please, I love children. You can see I wrote a lot of tips just for children. Not because I don't love adults. You know, I have adults as disciples, but I love children because they are innocent, because they are vulnerable in our chaotic and not favorable world. So keep them away from the political arenas, from business arguments and different energy than home. Let the children live in the safety of their home until they are old enough to deal with the change outside. He has time. Let him have the time.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.